You're listening to SBS News.
It's 3 o'clock and students from Troitska School pile into a big yellow bus for the trip home. There are dozens of children enrolled here, all keen to learn. Most dissolve into giggles when they see us. They're normal kids, but there's nothing normal about this situation. The classrooms are located just 700 metres from the Ukrainian army's frontline positions. Marina Vertsanova is the school director.
In 2019, shells came down next to the school. Nobody was hurt. We know the procedures for when we have to go down into the shelter.
The prospect of a new war with a far stronger enemy terrifies this community.
None of us want there to be a new war. None of us want for war to return. Families suffer. Kids suffer. We can't let that happen.
The nearby village of Novosvanyevka looks deserted. Most of the properties are empty. When fighting began between the Ukrainian army and the separatists in 2014, those who could afford to leave did. For mother of six Lada, that wasn't an option, and so she raised her family in a war zone.
What life we have, it's a very difficult life. We're hiding in the basements. There were no buses, no electricity for 4 months. We cooked food on a fire. We were running from home to cellar with the shrapnel flying.
It has been quieter here recently. Lada wants it to stay that way.
Of course we don't want a war, because the kids are still small. But of course that doesn't depend on us, it depends on our leaders. That's all I can say. We want peace and that's it.
The close proximity between fighting forces and civilians has led to numerous tragedies throughout this 8-year conflict. When Ukrainian troops use empty properties in the village for temporary shelter, the town becomes a target for the Russian-backed separatists just kilometres away. Elena knows exactly where the shelling comes from, pointing out the launch positions on the hills in the distance. She says a prayer as she enters the property she now calls home. It's barely fit for habitation. Her actual home was destroyed by shelling.
I couldn't live there anymore. My house and barn were damaged and my cow was there. She looked at me and said, "Bring me back to life." I tried, but I could not.
She worries about what will happen in the weeks to come.
Who knows? We all walk under heaven. That's it.
The United Nations says across the government and separatist-controlled areas, 110 civilian casualties were recorded last year, the lowest annual total since the fighting began. Just as one conflict cools down, preparations for another greater war rumble on. A war which would likely claim many more civilian lives. In Luhansk province, Ben Lewis, SBS News.